That's why Herod, what did he do? He wanted to kill Jesus right off the bat. Why? He was from the seed of Satan, and he found out about Jesus being born, the real King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What did he want to do? He wanted to kill him. So he killed everybody in Bethlehem that was 2 years old or younger, killed them all, thinking that he killed Jesus, but he didn't. Popped out on the scene years later, and this is what he's doing now. These last few things I was talking about. And Satan's power is coming undone, is it not? Peter said that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Find that in Matthew 16. And what does Jesus say? I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Now you'll have a fake, one of the biggest fake churches in the world say, well, number one, that Peter's founded our church, which is absolute malarkey. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Peter started the original church. Oh, you better read about Peter in the Bible. I wrote about that too. There's no way. No way. Sorry. Giant deception. In the whole religion, just like their pagan Roman rituals, that's all they are. That's all they, and they threw a few good things out of the Bible into it to look like a real religion, but they're all fake. So that was wrong about Peter. And on this rock, me, I am the rock. I am the foundation. I will build my church. You little Peter, you're going to be the one that follows on after that. You're the little Petra, the little rock. And you'll build off of me once I'm gone. And that's what happened. And through that, we have victory over the devil, do we not, through Jesus dying on the cross? That's the only victory we have. Other than that, if you don't have that victory, what Jesus did on the cross, you have nothing. You might as well just go out and I don't know, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do, I guess. Because without God, without Jesus doing what he did on the cross, we have nothing. All right, so am I about done yet? I should be. I'm hungry. And eat lunch, which a lot of times I don't eat all day. I eat once a day now. I've already trained myself for that a couple of years ago because there's a food thing coming. And I'm fine with that. You can get away with that once a day, eating if you want. And probably good to eat something in the breakfast for breakfast. Gives you energy. Especially if your kid going to school, which... How somebody could send their kid to a public school nowadays is beyond me. Take your kids out of schools, man. They ain't like it was in the 50s, in the 60s. That was school back then. Nowadays, it's a training center for Satan. That's all they are. That's all they are. Training centers for Satan. And to totally bring up the last generation. Yeah, the last generation of people. We are in the last generation. What do they even call it? Generation Z, don't they? It's because it's the last one. Last one. The kids nowadays, they're so... I won't say nothing bad about kids nowadays. But they're so oppressed and directed at by Satan to be destroyed. It's just unbelievable. Not only through schools, but through sorcery. Sorcery, I already told you what sorcery is. Sorcery is pharmacy. That whole system is sorcery. That's not for me, that's what the Bible says. So, Apostle Paul, a wonderful man that gave us half the New Testament, gave us so much of God's Word. How wonderful. Book of Romans, I love the Book of books. I love all his books. I all love him, the entire New Testament. Even though I think the first four Gospels, I believe they are actually the Old Testament, because John or Jesus is still alive. So they really even shouldn't be considered that until he dies, if you ask me. That's my opinion. Just like Acts is one thing up until Paul shows up. There's two different things happening until he shows up. And you'll see that if you look. If you study into it, look into it, Acts. Because until Paul shows up on the scene, that the word Gentile, which actually means nations, that the other peoples are brought into the fold of God, not just what were the 12 tribes of Israel. Now everybody is brought into the fold. And that was what Paul was all about. Yeah, that was what he was all about. There's no longer Jew, there's no longer Gentile, no longer slave or free. We are all one under God. That all goes back to Abraham. Abraham, he was a Gentile. Did you know that? Abraham? He wasn't a part of what had happened after him. He was a Gentile. He even lived in Babylon up until God brought him out of there and put him into his own place. It made him a father of many nations, like the United States. Yeah, this was a blessed nation at one time. It ain't no more. So, what is Satan? Satan is a liar and a deceiver. Jesus told us that lying is a second nature to the devil. That's him. That's what Satan is, a liar. Everything is a lie. Everything. That's what I'm saying. TV is an entire lie. Everything you'll see on TV. All these three-letter things that run the country of the United States now, like the CDC or the NIH. See who owns them. See who controls them. See what they put out. See if they're Christians that are looking out for your welfare. Or they just say, okay, well, yeah, that's okay. We don't even have to see you go through experiments or anything like that. We'll just, yeah, go ahead, give it to the people. Give it to the people. See who owns them. See who owns BlackRock. And, well, State Street. What's that third one? BlackRock. Comes to me later. I'll say it, but I can't think of it now. And there's three main things that. But even then, they're just tentacles. They're just tentacles of the main hierarchy, main hierarchy of 666, and which is right there in your face too. If you go and look on the flag, you'll see it right there. Star of Remphom. It's right there in your face. If you want to look, if you want to see it, it's right there. That's what 666 is, and that's what runs all the nations, all the governments, all the people that would listen to it and fall for their lives. Seat of Satan. So, what does Jesus say? He says he was a murderer from the beginning. Well, where did he murder? Where did Satan murder? Where did he get that from? Well, he got that from Cain. He got that from Cain, right? Cain? He was a murderer from the beginning. Who was the first one to murder? Cain. Cain was his son. He was of him. Of him. Yeah, he still looked like a creation of God, but he was only half and half, I guess you'd call him. I don't know. No, actually, he was probably full Satan, now that I think about it. Like I said before, I saw twins before, and I saw two different twins. And one looked like one way, and one looked like another. So he was totally of Satan. And then he went about doing his thing, having sexual relations with Adam and Eve's daughters. And then from there you get all these different nations and peoples. But he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. For he's a liar and the father of lies. John 8, you'll find that. That's what he is. All right, I'm going to try not to just go past 2 hours, I guess. Longest time I ever talked, making a message. But, oh well. You could be long gone. Just hit the pause button or hit the X button. It's up to you. I'm just talking about the devil. So, the apostles, y'all tell us their enemy is a great deceiver, right? Remember when, after the Peter starts doing his thing, he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Totally different person after he got the Holy Ghost, is he not? Before then, he cowered like a little sissy girl when Jesus was being arrested. And people say, aren't you his our disciple? He said, no, I'm not. And then he even swore and said, F you, I'm not. I don't know that man. And then after the Holy Spirit came into Peter, what happened? He was a changed man. In fact, he was so filled with the Spirit. Remember when they started the original church? Everybody put their everything together as one. Sold everything. But then there were people that were half in and half out. Believed in God, I guess, but they kind of lied. Lied to what they sold and said, here's the $100 I got for selling my house when they had $1,000 that they decided to keep for themselves in case that God thing didn't work out for them, I guess. I would have to say they weren't true believers. But anyway, Peter said, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? You find that in Acts 5. And what happens? Paul says, hey, you know what? You lied to the Holy Spirit, which is in me still. Not only me, which is the Holy Spirit, you just lied to God. And what happened to those two that lied? What happened to them, do you know? Look it up and see what happens to those two people, the man and his wife. There were actually probably half-believers. There's a lot of half-believers living today. They say they're Christians and they're not. How many do you see nowadays that say they're Christians and not? I run into people like that all the time. I ask them, are you a Christian? Yeah. Yeah. The first thing they say is, well, a lot of them say they're Catholic. Well, okay. Well, you're not a Christian. I could throw that right out of wondering what they are. And then secondly, let's let them talk a little bit. And I'll let them talk. And then 5 minutes, you find out they ain't no Christian. They don't know what being born again is. They don't know what the Holy Spirit is. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. They just believe in God. Believe in God. I say, well, because I'm a Christian, I guess. But there's a lot of ways that people think they're Christians and they're not. I wrote about that already, so I'm not going to talk about it. So, yeah, that's what happened with Paul. And Paul, remember, he tells the Corinthians church that the serpent deceived Eve through cunning lies, which we already know. I just told you that. Find that in 2 Corinthians 11, I think it is. He goes on to say that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Yeah. Yeah. An angel of light. Safe and effective. 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 Yeah. Put on that mask. It'll help you, not hurt you. Did you ever look into studies on masks? How, when you put that mask on, it actually hurts you? Because you're breathing your own air back in. It's bad for you. And there's a virus. If there is such a thing as a virus, like they're saying, that it could go right through the mask anyway. Ain't no mask gonna stop something like that. It's not how it spread. Not how it spread. So, yeah. We know through the New Testament that God is our Father, right? You knew all that God is our Father. And as believers, we are children of God. Did you know you're a child of God if you're a believer in God and you're saved? You're not a child of God unless you're saved. You have to be saved. If you're not a child of God, you're a child of Satan. Up until the point you're born again, you're in this world, not this world. But once you're saved, you're a child of God. How wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? Beautiful? Beyond words that we can be changed like that? How can we be changed like that? Through Jesus. This thing's still recording? Still recording. All right, I'm still going. Which if you see what I'm recording on, you would laugh. You would laugh. Maybe you wouldn't laugh. You would say, what a loser. Because I can't afford to have something better. I wish I had a studio. I pray for that. I wish I had a studio. I would talk for 4 hours a day. I would have my own live blog where people talk, and I could talk back to them, and I could preach maybe for half of it, and the other half just talk to people, and have questions, and have other Christians talk about what's going on in the world today and stuff like that. That's what I'd love to have, but I can't, because that all costs money, not only for the equipment, but then you have to have the ability to do it. It costs a lot of money to have, especially live type things on the internet. So, if God wanted me to have that, I would have had that, I guess. So, it is what it is. And that's why I said, and obviously, I hate to say it, but I probably won't be around after, probably another week or so. Week or so, because I don't have the money to keep going with this website. So, and I leave it in God's hands, you know, I leave it in God's hands. I'm glad I was able to do what I could while I could. And praise God for that. And you see a big thing about seeing how, you know, all these pastors, they lie in deceit and steal all your money and stuff like that. And they put it in their pockets. This was never a thing about me or putting money in my pocket. It was to put it in increasing what I could do to spread the gospel farther. You know, I got that weird dream about having that sanctuary, all of us getting together and buying, you know, a huge plot of land, 3, 4, 5,000 acres, and then just living a simple life. Simple life. Place to go to. If you want to stay there for a day, stay there for a day. You want to live there, you can live there, as long as you have the ability to do it. If you got your own little, they call them little, what do they call those things now? Little homes on wheels, or RVs, or motor homes. You got a way to and know how to live that way. You'd have to know how to live that way. You can't just go in somewhere that's real secluded and not know how to live like that. You know. To me, I could not take a shower for 3, 4 months and not think nothing of it. Yeah, what a sick pig I am, right? What if I didn't have the ability to do it and I just, well, actually, yeah, at first it started that way, but then I realized you don't really stink if you don't take a shower after a while. Your body just acclimates. And I think it's actually good for you, really, because you're not putting all those, people got a million things in their shower of soaps and, you know, all those things are chemicals. You're not putting chemicals on your body. Plus, you're not putting the chemicals from the water on your body. The fluoride and all that crap. Yeah, maybe it's a good thing, like the old days in the where the cowboy said, "What do you mean? It's that time of the month already?" Yeah, there was a reason for that. That's how people lived. You can live that way. You know, if you're a real stinky person, maybe you can't live that way. But give it a try. All right, got off track again. What was I talking about? Satan. The spiritual children that he is. We're children of God, and we are. And that means that we live under God's roof, right? God's dome. Dome, yeah, there's a dome up there above us. It's crystal-like. You can see right through it. You can see the stars and the moon and the sun. You can see the I hate when I get mind farts. There's the first, second, and third. First is before the dome. Second's after the dome. And then there's the third after that where God resides. Heavens. I couldn't think of the word heavens. Can you imagine that? Couldn't think of the word heavens. Well, anyway, that's because I got to eat something. If I don't eat something, I just kind of lose it. So that's another reason I got to finish this. So yeah, we live under God's roof, the dome. That no one is ever going to get through. No spacecraft has ever gone through that. No satellite is up there floating around. There's no such thing as satellites. There's big balloons. Big balloons that you've seen by accident come out of the float too low. That's what that was all about. I already told you about that. I wrote about that. No such thing as that. All these things that are supposedly out there in space, especially going to the moon. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. That they had the ability to go to the moon back then, but somehow lost all the information and everything they had on how they got there. Look that up. They don't have any of it. It's all gone. Oh, what a my giant mind F that is. Giant mind F that we went to the moon. Fairly impossible. First off, you'd have to break through the dome, which doesn't happen. You'll see rockets take off. And what do you see? You'll see that rocket take off, and he doesn't keep going straight. He'll take off, and all of a sudden start turning sideways, don't it? All these things that are rockets and stuff are supposedly going up to the space. Where are they going? Where are they landing? They're going to the Devil's Pyramid. Isn't that what it's called? Devil's Pyramid? Where no boats like to go because that's where the rockets are landing once they take off from Florida. Yeah. They're landing out there. Because if they kept going, they'd fly right into the dome. Can't have that. Can't have people seeing that. What you could find, if you look hard enough, you could see videos of things skipping off the dome that they try and hide. But it's right there in front of you. So yeah, we live under God's roof. And we abide by his rules as best we can. Jesus said that his yoke is light, and really for the most part it is, and he just wants us to follow him and just being filled with his Holy Spirit as much as we possibly can. Holy Spirit is something that comes, I believe, comes and goes from a person by their actions and what they do. You can quench the spirit, just like a glass of water. It gets lower and lower in your life, and you're able to go more and more out of control of your life as far as being a Christian. But when you fill yourself with the Holy Spirit more and more and more, you become more mature in Christ. You pray more, you read the Bible more, you're more fruitful as being a Christian. All these people that say that you've got to be baptized in the Spirit, and the sign of that is talking in tongues, they're all full of crap. That's all a bunch of crap. That's all that is crap, crap, crap. You're filled with the Holy Spirit the minute you're saved. That's your seal. Your forever seal is that, is it not? The Holy Spirit. So you're already filled with it the second you're saved. As far as talking in tongues, I went to churches and seen that. I thought that's the most evil, demonic thing I've ever seen in my life. And it is. They're allowing demons to talk to them. That's evil, man. Pure evil. Don't ever get involved with that. When people were talking in tongues back then, they had the ability to speak in other languages. If I wanted to talk to you about God, and I was German, and I wanted to talk to you about God in your language, and you didn't understand German, I all of a sudden could talk to you in your language about about God and the gospel, and you could get saved. That's what the tongues were. That's what Paul was. He said, I could speak in many, I could talk all kinds of tongues. Well, he could speak in Hebrew, he could speak I'm breaking down. I need to get some sugar in me or something. Rome. Anyway, he could speak all the languages that surrounded him. I imagine he knew about it. I bet he could speak a dozen languages of different countries around him. I'm quite sure of that. And so when he came into their country, he could speak their language and preach the gospel to them in that language. That's what tongues is. It's not talking. It's not that. It's talking the word of God in their language. Which, that's a gift, by the way. That's a whole other thing as far as gifts go, right? I'd rather not talk or get into that. Look at it, I'm going sideways again, because they're talking about gifts. Some gifts disappeared back then, some gifts are still continue to this day, like healing. I believe healing is alive and just as well today as it was back then. I have healed people, and I have been healed. Several times. So I believe in physical healing. Absolutely believe that. But I'm going to get off of that because I was talking about the devil. So Satan has his children. Yeah, he sure does. Yep. And he has them both.